Last November, in the build-up to a general election in Spain, Quim Torra, the president of the regional government of Catalonia, hung a banner on the building in which that government sits, demanding the freedom of certain of his colleagues presently in prison or in exile.
And what we are going to ask, Mr. Sánchez, okay, obviously, end of repression, to sit together in this table of negotiations with no conditions. That means that we are going to put on the table this referendum, this right of Catalonia to self-determination. And we want to ask Mr. Sánchez for the amnesty for our colleagues in prison.
This week, this act appears to have cost Quim Torra his job. Spain's Supreme Court has upheld a previous decision banning him from public office for 18 months, a consequence of him disobeying an earlier court order to remove the poster, which was held to violate election laws against displaying political materials in or indeed on public buildings. He was also fined €30,000 and treated to a judicial wigging for his, quote, stubborn, blunt, repeated and obstinate, unquote, refusal to do as he was told.
We aren't afraid of these magistrates of the Supreme Court who will decide whether to disqualify a democratic and legitimate president for having defended freedom of expression, justice for prisoners, politicians and the return of the exiles these magistrates today have in their hands. Something much more important than my political future is wanted. Not for any banner, but for a banner that defended the fundamental rights that are denied us.
Inevitably, given the nature of populist and or nationalist movements of the type which Mr. Torra leads, he and his supporters will regard this damnation as a ringing endorsement. The practical upshot of this decision is that Catalonia has a new acting president, vice president and economy minister Pere Aragonès, and that the embers of Catalan independence have been stoked once again, with potentially combustible consequences. For listeners who've been sufficiently bewildered by recent global events that the Catalan secession crisis feels like something that happened circa the Battle of Salamanca as opposed to 3 years ago, a brisk recap is possibly in order. In October 2017, the pro-secession regional government of Catalonia threw a referendum on independence. This vote had already been declared illegitimate by Spain's national government, ruled illegal by Spain's constitutional court, and was widely boycotted by pro-unionists within Catalonia.
What they are pushing is not democracy, it's a mockery of democracy, a travesty of democracy. Referendum do not equal or do not equate democracy.
The result was 90% in favour of independence, but on a turnout of only 43%. Nevertheless, on October 27th, 2017, Catalonia's parliament declared independence.
La resolució de la declaració dels i les representants del Parlament queda aprovada per 70 vots a favor, 10 en contra i 2 vots en blanc.
Spain's national government was unimpressed by this and accordingly sacked Catalonia's leaders, dissolved its parliament and instituted direct rule from Madrid. Catalonia's then president, Carles Puigdemont, and a few other putative architects of the new Catalan nation skipped the country. Wisely, it turned out. Those who stayed were arrested and charged with treason. Several received hefty prison sentences, including Catalan Vice President Oriol Junqueras, currently serving 13 years. President Puigdemont remains in exile in Belgium, from where he has managed to get elected to European Parliament as a representative of Spain. Vice President Junqueras has also been elected to European Parliament, although for obvious reasons is yet to take his seat. Absolutely none of which has caused the idea of Catalan independence to go away, at least not entirely, though recent polls do suggest a dwindling enthusiasm for the idea from nearly 49% at the time of the referendum to perhaps 42% now. President Torra has strongly suggested that regional elections may be held early in 2021, which he is already framing as a choice, as he puts it, between democracy and freedom or repression and imposition. No. The difficulty with this argument is that, in the present dispensation, Catalonia is not short of either democracy or freedom. It is the richest part of what is, by global standards, a wealthy country. It enjoys considerable autonomy, electing its own parliament, flying its own flag, speaking its own language, controlling its own police and many other public services, including schools and healthcare. The Catalan independence movement often looks and sounds less like some heroic struggle to slough off a brutal imperialist yoke than it does a populist insurrection like Brexit, another self-indulgent tantrum thrown by the complacent citizens of a prosperous and orderly nation rebelling against some imaginary tyranny.
The dawn is breaking on an independent, united kingdom.
The difference, of course, is that Mr. Torra, his colleagues and supporters do have a case on the repression and imposition front as well. The referendum of 2017 was a stunt which all but begged Madrid to overreact, and indeed Madrid did, not just in its heavy-handed persecutions of the independence movement's ringleaders, but in the ham-fisted response of the National Police and Guardia Civil, which left hundreds of pro-independence protesters injured, and Spain's government looking like exactly the authoritarian overlords that Catalonia's government was accusing them of being. Thus, the cycle of grievance keeps turning. In firing President Torra, Spain might be about to discover again the folly of punishing those who want to be punished. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Moore.